Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of seven discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May of 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
Love your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Jellicle cats, it's Jellicle cats and Jellicle songs for Jellicle cats. Jellicle cats.
Man, it never gets old, does it?
No.
What a time we had over the holidays. Hey, everyone, this is Side Stories Mini Edition. Although not so mini, it's Ben and Henry.
I really wish that you wouldn't bring up my body dysmorphia.
Hey, no problem, buddy. That's what I'm here for.
Of the show.
Well, speaking of body dysmorphia, Henry and I, we had two different Christmases, but we had one similarity that happened.
Jellicle cats meets Jellicle cats.
Ooh, what?
I've had this song in my head since seeing Cats. I've had that in my head embedded. And if I wake up one more
it's
day.
It's catchy.
And I've already told Natalie, she knows, she's going to tie me to the bed, which I've already asked for. But she's going to tie me to the bed.
Really?
Ugh, I'm sorry I did that in front of everyone.
Thank you.
I'm sorry to everyone.
Good apology.
But I.
That's the last apology of 2019.
The last one I'll ever do.
Not ever.
Because now we're under the umbrella of Spotify, and they're going to experience I get to come out of jail every once in a while for a work release program.
This is one of the ironies.
Free speech jail work release.
Free speech jail is still very open. It's in the corner just like every Monopoly board. And you No.
Pull on the bars.
See that?
Clink, clink, clink. That's my can on the bars.
I know what it is. All right, talk about cats.
So I've had this song embedded in my head.
Yes.
If I wake up one more day with it, they're going to find me on the side of a freeway with a gun. And I am starting to believe that Jellicle, which makes no sense, but I think that Jellicle just might be cat Chinese for horny.
Could be.
Jellicle,
well, I think it means
just
angelic.
Means...
Angelic.
No, I don't think so.
What do you mean you don't think so?
It
of
means
course,
nothing.
No, Jellicle cat, it means angelical cat.
That is an interpretation.
That is the most reasonable interpretation as opposed to whatever interpretation that you had, which literally made no sense.
The songs and the movements of the cats, all those actors and cats went to cat school to
yes, they
perform
did.
As cats.
Including Ian McKellen. By the way, if you have not seen Cats, and this is not even being like...
Why are we even talking about this technically? It's not remotely on topic for the show, but we have been so obsessed with Cats since seeing it. The two of us, Jackie has been obsessed with it.
Yes.
Natalie is scared of me.
Well, you know, it really is. It's a little true crime-ish in the sense that there was a crime against cinema. And we're going to talk about Cats and we're going to talk about Papa John's. And that's it today.
Well,
we have a bunch of really cool stories to talk about next week. But we'll save that for more of a professional episode.
We're going to take this week off. But the news, it's like, we'll shelve Cats for now. Cats are in the kennel.
Oh.
Meow. Meow.
Let me out.
Ian McKellen. Ian McKellen has the most cat-like moment in the entire film.
Ian McKellen is the single... I know we have to say he's a great actor, but he was the worst cat.
He drank out of a bowl.
Like he was eating his boyfriend's...
The asshole.
You know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. And honestly, seeing that little tongue sticking out of that bowl, you started thinking, being like, man, I'd like to be a fly on the wall of one of his audition classes.
I will say this about Cats. We're not...
We got to put the cats in the bag.
Well, we'll talk about Cats here in a second.
But we only came back to do an episode because we were going to take the week off.
That's
it. We're perennially hungover. We spent time with our family, which is emotionally violent for all of
us. How was your Christmas, Henry?
Fine.
It was good.
we're just going to skip it.
We're going to skip that part of it.
Yes.
That's a key component of your week.
Yes.
And we're this is technically, this is like, we don't have any true information for the audience other than our personal life experiences this week.
My mom has just been picking up people off the street and say, can you clean my gutters? Giving them 50 bucks. They walk up, look at the gutters, being like, yes, I clean the gutters for you, Mrs. Zabrowski.
But did they?
No, absolutely they don't. Not.
But it's about the illusion.
They're getting grifted.
That's
but
fine.
We only came back to even do an episode this week because of the news about the sudden and mysterious death of, what's his name? The CFO of Domino's UK, David Bairnfeind.
Okay.
Now, David Bairnfeind was the CFO for Domino's UK, and he died in a mysterious snorkeling accident.
Now, this is very interesting because, of course, this is on the heels of Papa John announcing the day of reckoning will commence.
We've been burdened with this.
Yes, we have.
Because, I mean, ever since we started talking about Papa being out of the house.
Yep.
We get tags and every single thing Papa related. And the amount of people that said, like, look at the connections here, look at the connections, the day of reckoning has indeed started.
It has begun.
So he died in a mysterious snorkeling accident. We don't know why. I do believe it's, well, how, what are the big pizza families that we're looking at?
We got Domino's. We got the Hut family.
The Hut family, they're like Japanese now.
I have no idea.
I think it's a Japanese company that owns it.
I don't know. Little Caesar, I mean, he's always got his own little corner market going on. And then let's not forget about Godfather's Pizza. With the goat Herman Cain.
Well, Herman Cain is sitting, I imagine, planning a 2028 run.
He very well might be.
He should.
Why not? At this point, why not have a pizza magnet up
but
there?
But one of the heads of the pizza families has now been whacked. I'm going to go ahead and say whacked.
Well, and we know it was a snorkel accident.
He's British,
know.
Number one. So the one thing that kind of throws us off, because at first I was like, holy shit, he did kill the CFO.
He's going international.
I don't think he can leave the country legally.
Oh, he can leave the country legally. I mean, no one wants him to go anywhere other than his house.
You don't think that he's under some kind of persona non grata, like no travel, like no fly list?
He's not a felon. He's not on the FBI's most wanted list.
He should be.
Why? I mean, he technically just did wrong things. He didn't do anything felonious.
We don't know.
Not yet.
I feel like a no-fly list is in his future.
I think that it is possible if he continues to say that days of reckoning will be commencing.
And more shit keeps happening after he says it. Now, my thing is that if Papa John really wants to unroll, and I don't know if he listens to this. I don't know if anybody's put the show in his hands yet.
Not yet.
But Papa, if you're listening to this and you really want to maximize the amount of terror you can do in this country, you got to start claiming other people's terrorist acts as your own.
Like what Al-Qaeda does.
Yes, and Lord Royale, what he tried to do.
Absolutely, with the tornadoes in Kansas.
So I honestly think if Papa John's want back in, he's got to inspire some fear, and he needs to claim that he did kill the CFO from Domino's. And yes, you might go to jail, but then you get respect from jail of being like, I can touch you from Louisville. No one gets out of my web. My web is so thick and so creamy. It's like Alfredo sauce in one of our new custom ranch chicken pieces. You can't believe the kind of deals going on that we used to have. Dip now. It tastes like someone stuck a bunch of Band-Aids and a bunch of old calm and put it all over a fucking pizza. What am I even doing here? I had 745 pizzas in the last 67 days.
Papa in the clink. No one's going to mess with Papa John.
Think about
nowhere
that.
Nowhere ever will people be messing with Papa John. But what we don't know, Henry, what we don't know is, was there pizza crust in the snorkel? Was there garlic butter in the lungs?
That's the only way we know. If he has garlic butter lung.
Because that means he was alive and he was breathing
it
in.
I remember seeing, you're like your British pizza. It sucks. I came out here. I came to the UK. I flew here on a hot air balloon with pepperonis on it. Nobody knew. They weren't checking the radar for a hot air balloon.
They were.
I got out here. Now what I'm saying, I've had over 45 pizzas in the 12 days that I've been in the UK. I can see that honestly, Domino's is also slipping, and you need to be punished for it.
That's why you're glistening, Papa, because you've got the Joaquin Phoenix at the end of Joker true smile for the first time.
He's finally laughing.
He's finally laughing, truly laughing. Papa John must have read that news about the Domino's CFO, and I am not going to put
one
thoughts
smile
in his brain.
I
guarantee you, he like the Grinch. Just
they're all fall. I'll be the last one.
He's going to be the last one. So he is on a full, right now, Papa John is on a full, heel turn.
Well, if no, not true. If you go on his Instagram, do you follow him on Instagram?
I do follow him on Instagram.
Isn't it called the real Papa John Schnatter?
I think so, something like that. You can find it.
Yes, and I've been following him. Not, he hasn't been making any waves on Instagram.
No,
he met with Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
He had that. He had a post where it's just him hanging out with Darth Vader. But
well,
it says
what do you
something
mean?
Like,
that's the definition of a
It says something like looking forward to big projects in 2020.
That is the definition of a heel turn. He met with Darth Vader. What are you talking about? All you've done is confirm exactly what I just said. He's meeting with the worst character in sci-fi history.
That is
or
just
the meanest
a,
character.
It's just a sex offender in a plastic cape.
We don't know exactly how many children that person did have sex with. But yes, I do agree with that. But when it comes to the heel turn, you know what else he did, Henry?
Now,
I know you're not a sports guy,
mm-mm.
but he's no longer a Louisville fan. He's now a fan of the University of Kentucky, which is a huge, huge heel turn.
Question. All right, so he's got a picture right here. I'm looking at his Instagram right now. Thank you, Mary, for pulling this up. He's hanging out with Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is a home invader who does horrible things to children, and has he ever given you a
Santa
gift
Claus?
That you like?
No, look at him. And honestly, no, I don't really receive gifts anymore. You look at Santa Claus, right, hanging out. He hasn't said anything about, like, it would be nice if you said, like, I think Papa John, you'll be on the naughty list this year. And then Papa John's like, see who ends up on what list. I got one list, and it's called Who to Keep Alive, and you're not on that list either, Santa.
You know, there, like, you go. Well, Santa Claus is the tip of the spear when it comes to the global pedophile government. Mm. I mean, without a doubt, he's got the list. Who's not?
We've
who's
talked
nice,
about this.
Who can be taken? Who can't be taken? How
We've
easy it is to
Christmas
get into their
is
home.
Over.
I know.
Christmas is over. Christmas is fucking done.
My Christmas was very interesting. We'll talk about that in a second. When it comes to the heel turn, though, it does seem like Papa is just leaning right in.
See, I don't know anything about this because I know that UK and UL are different, right? I know that they are different schools or at the same time. He had pictures from the bench, and he's in full blue, where I guess he was on the board of trustees for one of those schools.
Louisville.
And he was kicked off. The Board of Trustees.
They removed him from the records. They took his name off of a building. He was pretty devastated because, of course, after the N-word drop, after the bomb, the N-bomb drop, they said, you know what, Papa? You're out of the house. So they kicked him right out. They put him in the doghouse. And then apparently the University of Kentucky said, come on in. Let's wear that Kentucky blue, baby. And I got to say, he looks scarier in blue.
He does.
He looks like he is ready to go off a whole series of CEOs,
I'm so
CFOs.
Used to what the red brought out in his skin that the blue makes him look like a ghoul.
It really does. And he truly is considering how... Okay, so all... Because he's not gotten any fatter. So what does this mean? So his entire life
settling.
Is like a Peloton commercial, but looking at natural disasters as opposed to like getting motivational speeches from someone who else is working out on a bike. Like he's just watching people
on bikes.
He's just watching people suffer, and he's just running. And then he's eating pizza because he hasn't gained any weight, and you can't eat 40 pizzas in 30 days and not gain a pound.
To be honest, I wouldn't put him past him. I think he's purging a lot.
You think so?
I think he's purging a lot. I think that you can see he has looked. The look I would put at this point, that picture on the sidelines of the basketball game.
Yeah.
He looks pretty congealed right there. So I think the wetness has kind of calmed down and it's kind of set into just sort of like a, like more of a mask on
right.
his face.
Like
more
what happens when you put the garlic butter in the fridge overnight and then you try to get it in
and
the
it's
morning.
It's got that skin.
Yeah, it's got the skin on his shirt.
Yeah, he's kind of covered in that. And I think that he might be working out and eating pizza at the same time. I think he might be doing a little, like, probably not so fun exercise of dressing in a full head to toe with a balaclava, black clothes, and just chasing women in parking lots.
It's very possible. I don't know how he's getting his exercise.
He's doing something like that.
Could be.
I can pretty much guarantee
it. The funny
it.
Thing is, I don't think he has a vendetta against women.
No.
He has a vendetta against
women.
Big pizza.
He does.
He hates big pizza, and he's got something to say about it.
Well, the problem is now he's a renegade, and he's completely outside the fucking system. And at this point, I think we wanted to keep him inside the system because there's checks and balances in the system.
I think Papa John made a massive mistake when they let Papa John go. Papa John's,
out.
You know, the corporation, they just unleashed a lion like that Pearl Jam song, Jeremy, and he's about to go shoot up a school.
He's going full, he's becoming Tetsuo from Akira.
Ooh, nice reference.
Yep. Did you know what I even said?
No, but I said, nice reference to make it seem like I did.
Wow.
That's acting, baby.
But John Schnatter, because you know what it is, too, about pizza in general? Because I was thinking about this, being like, why are people so fascinated with this story? Why are we so fascinated with this story?
Sure.
It's because pizza is innocent. right?
Pizza's universal as well. Pizza's love.
Pizza is one of those. It's a love language.
It is
for people. I hate the term.
I know.
But like when you say pizza to a group of children, they go, yay, pizza.
I must have read a book. Pizza. They'll do anything for pizza.
But then Papa John comes in nude, but an apron on.
Right.
With laying off a bunch of pizzas. And then he go, yay. Like the kids go, oh, cool. And he's like,
eat up, kids. You want to beat me? Right. You're going to have to start eating pizzas fucking 2 months ago because I got about 75 built up inside my intestines.
Oh, he's ready to go. He's full of it.
Full of it.
Woogie Boogeyman from Nightmare Before Christmas. But instead of bugs, it's all pepperoni.
Pepperoni, sausage. Peppuccinos, little banana peppers. Yeah. Ooh, I like that on a pizza. I know some spice on a pizza.
I agree.
But pizza is one of those that, again, it's very innocent. And now there's kind of a shadow over it. There's almost a Kylo Ren shape. Shadow
there is
over the entire thing.
And
now we are just left wondering how far his reckoning will go.
That's completely true, Henry. Great point. When it comes to Mexican food, you know, obviously we have a history. It's like, okay, there's like Mexican food. It's you don't think about it the same way as pizza. Chinese food, you don't think about it. You know, Korean food, we went to war with Korea. German food, we had World War II. There's a cloud over German food. No. But when it comes to pizza, it's the last pure food that we have in this country until John Schnatter decided to take his revenge.
Well, and I didn't think he understood how much responsibility he had and how much, it's kind of what we see, what happens, what the tone is set by the president in this country.
Sure.
The tone is set for the entire pizza, nay, the culinary world by Papa John. Right now, all eyes are on him. He's being a disruptor in the field. It's kind of like Kanye.
A bit like Kanye.
Being a disruptor. He says he's an innovator, but some people are saying, is it innovation to burn everything down? And then I wonder, because that's what people say, like, can a forest not thrive without the pre-burn? Because you have to get the underbrush gone before new plants can grow. So we're seeing
but
wave.
But then again, we already have the Amazon and stuff that we could just keep it there.
All out.
But we could just keep it there, too, because
honestly,
then we don't have to have the whole conversation about getting it back and
like
all that
I've
kind of
said
stuff.
About blowing up the oceans, if we burn down the entire Amazon, listen, just one big go, it'll come back stronger. But we have to have a long view of society.
But we have a very short lifespan.
But if someone has to...
So I think we kind of need the Amazon.
That's where I...
This is where you're controversial.
This is where I will take the helm and the responsibility of having my consciousness uploaded into a computer that will be eventually shat into a nanobot. It's a group of nanobots that will be a exact body such as mine, but I can make my penis grow 10 inches with my little nanobots if I want.
You're going to have a penis with your robot body.
I'm just saying, I will. Yes, of course I will.
Well, what's the point of that?
Because I want to be. I want to have one.
You're not going to feel anything.
Yeah, of course I will. I'll feel everything in the world. I will have a penis that's as sensitive as a clit, but I won't come as fast as I do as a human.
I don't think that you understand how robots work.
I'll do whatever I want. I'm a robot.
Yeah,
I'll do whatever I want. I'm just saying.
Well, good luck going through airport security.
All
what
of
a nightmare that's going to be.
It's conceptual. And so as a person, yes, I take the responsibility of holding the long view. And I'm not going to bring up another Dune reference because so many people have been fucking giving me shit about it. But Leto 2 understood.
Well, but then you just did it, though.
Because
so as soon as you say you're not going to bring up a Dune reference,
it's
I know
important.
You're going to do it.
It's a
How is it important?
It's incredibly important. You should read the books.
No, I'm never going
to
read the books.
I have no one to talk to about it.
Yeah, because no one cares about the books. So that's an indictment on you. Opposed that really, if you have no one to talk to about any of the things that you enjoy.
No, I have people who want to talk to, but it's people that talk to me on the bus stops and they just assume I'm reading Dune. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like people see me on the street and assume I'm reading Dune.
Okay, so here's what we do. We get Papa John Dune. Next thing you know, you and Papa can bond over Dune.
Oh my God, what
and
would
then
that
he
be
can
like?
Really learn how to control the world in the way that he wants to control the
he
world.
He does not and should not have the lessons on statehood that Dune has inside of it because he does not need any more
I think he's
bullets
be writing,
in the chamber.
I think he's going to be writing notes to Dune on how to actually do what they're doing better.
That's what I'm saying.
He is that good.
I write notes in my books for me to learn how to further enhance our stature. And then next levels in the coming generations. This is important. This is 2020. I mean, you're hearing this from 2020. We're recording this on New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
I have no clue if something fucked up happens tonight. Hello from simpler times. But before we go, I want to say, but my energy from 2020 is the idea of being like, this is the beginning of a millennium. We should be thinking about 3020.
Well, why? We're not going to be here in 3020.
Huh. Hmm?
We're not. John Schnattner might be.
As I was saying, if you start thinking more, we just have to start thinking more outside of the box of what time is.
I agree, although that's Taco Bell that you're thinking. Think outside the bun. Yeah. So, Papa John, the Day of Reckoning has begun. As Henry said, this is December 31st, 2019, the last recording of this decade, which is quite interesting. So we don't know if this evening will be the final hurrah for Papa John and his Day of Reckoning. Perhaps this is when he goes to New York City, goes to Times Square as the ball drops, as they count down from 10 to 0. And maybe he has a homemade explosive device strapped to his chest right now that everyone just thinks is a large pepperoni pizza. And they're like, oh my God, we're going to get pizza at midnight. It's like, here's your pizza.
Here's your pizza.
You know,
yeah. And
we don't know.
I mean, who knows what he'll do? Or he'll cover himself. Again, he'll go full the end of book three, Children of Dune, cover himself in pizzas. You know what I mean? It's a long thing. It's a long story.
Is that
story.
What happens at the end of that?
I don't even want to talk about because now people are giving me shit about spoiling it. Because there's stuff
you know
that
what?
Happens.
I actually want you to spoil it for people.
No, I don't think that I for me, I don't think the point of it is the plot necessarily. You probably right. These books are 60 years old. So a lot of the times it's like the plot might be busted for you already.
Right. The point of Dune is isolation. You just want to be alone forever.
Yes.
That's great. This is your J.D. Salinger. This is going to be you. You're a recluse. You're in the mountains.
Wait until I write my Dune.
I cannot wait for it. So Papa John, he's already got one murder under his belt. We're just going to throw that out there.
He has to have.
Sure. There's been no autopsy yet of the dude who was in charge of Domino's.
We've
CFO.
Had a couple of people reach out about their experiences with Big Papa in Louisville. Apparently he is on the scene quite a bit.
He's out and about.
Again, loves a hug from a cougar.
Yep.
He loves a nice close hug. If you can provide one to Papa John, we're still looking for a person on the inside. No one's volunteered that yet.
I did get some DMs of people who said they're willing to try, but it was mostly from big, burly men.
They're always, so, it's always that. They're always the most willing.
But and that's fine, although
great.
I'm pretty sure that Papa wants it to be, again, as Henry referenced, more of a cougar type, more of a...
An Eleanor Roosevelt.
There you go.
A real big up top. Fun attitude.
Smart.
Loves a beer, but also can decorate a house.
Well, has to be able to slam multiple pizzas.
Got to. Have to be able to, but honestly, but then be able to, because if you play with the boys, you got to wake up with the men. You can eat like 10 pizzas a night, but then wake up and hit the gym, the track.
You're going to have to, because he doesn't sleep. Papa and Donald Trump probably sleep a total of an hour a year.
They don't sleep.
They don't sleep.
They don't sleep. You know what I was noticing the other day? I was running across the street. My breasts were bouncing and on the elliptical as well. Sometimes my breasts bounce to the point that they hurt, so I start holding up my tits.
Really?
While I was running across the street, I started realizing, I'm like, I need a fucking bra.
Yeah, you could get a bra.
They don't even really have that. That's just from Seinfeld.
They did invent. No, I was actually on my Instagram. I don't know why this is showing up on my Instagram so much.
Yes.
But they have the full.
Do they? Does that really show up on your Instagram?
They have a full shirt that you can tuck in. You basically tuck your gut into the T-shirt.
Oh, and that is not Mary. In. You're showing me. No, that is lingerie. That is not an actual manly bra for a man.
Oh, you can just buy a bra. I bet you're a 34C.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It says here I have to talk about something I need to get off my chest, and I guess I can share it here. I eat mayonnaise for fun. It's a hobby of mine, and it's an addiction. It's a daily weight on my life, how much I need whipped egg whites and oil crammed into my veins as soon as I wake up. And a lot of people carry around a lot of different stressors, big and small. Some people are presidents. Some people are soldiers. Some people have to eat mayonnaise, especially with hard-boiled eggs, which is what I eat for lunch. But I guess I should share that in therapy. Because therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And what I do is I just add eggs if I have mayonnaise left over. I just continue to add the eggs. But if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I hope they can help me. My God. I hope they can help me. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lastpod today. To get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lastpod. Ah, Jules. Oh, Jules. Make a wife smile today. The road to getting engaged can be long and full of memories and pitfalls and landmines. Or it can be short and thrilling, like a roller coaster on the way to the police department. But the road to finding the perfect engagement ring is a straightforward path every time. All you've got to do is head over to BlueNile.com, and they're going to ship them rocks straight to your wife's new fingers. On BlueNile.com, you can create a bigger, more brilliant piece than you can imagine at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. Blue Nile is the original online jeweler since 1999. That's present time to me. Their diamond price guarantee means that in most cases, they can meet or beat a competitor's price on a comparable diamond. I know when I got my wife a beautiful Blue Nile necklace, the first thing she did was, "What did you do?" But afterwards, she was so happy to have it, and she loved it, and she wore it when we went on vacation, and maron, did everybody come around being like, "Where'd you get that piece, you beautiful woman?" And I was like, "Stop talking to my wife. She's spoken for. You can see it with the Blue Nile bling she's got on her." Right now, get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code LASTPODCAST at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code LASTPODCAST at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com. No matter what kind of work you do, how you communicate is key. All those emails, reports, and presentations are equally important to the collaboration needed to get things done. And Grammarly can help. Grammarly is your AI writing partner to help you communicate more effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact at work. And isn't that what matters most? Better writing means a stronger impact. Grammarly works across 500,000 apps and websites. You can't escape it. Like the ever-pervasive octopus of malice that is the NSA. Grammarly is watching your every move, making sure that you're doing it right. Data privacy and security are woven into the foundation of Grammarly, into the very essence of its nature. Grammarly is a secure AI writing partner, and it helps your team make their point and move faster, because that's the key there. Work smarter, not harder. Yes, Grammarly. You know how many times it saves me from writing a long, rambling, one-sentence email at 4 o'clock in the morning to my beloved employees? Makes me sound like someone who doesn't just have a BA in theater. All right, I was taught how to be a tree. I was not taught how to survive as an adult. All right, my job was to cry in front of a weird Southern man who just told me all sorts of weird stuff about my body. I didn't learn how to write. So thank you, Grammarly, because you're making me the boss I gotta be to motivate my team to get out there. And, oh, man, you don't want to mess with them. Thanks, Grammarly. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Sign up and download for free at Grammarly.com/podcast. That's Grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done. One in five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors. It's a waste. Don't waste hours on apps. Besides appetizers, that's the kind of apps I like. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Did you know that empanada is already Spanish? I didn't. Thanks, Babbel. Did you know that burrito is already Spanish? Wow! I just got to learn all the rest. And eventually, I'm going to be eating downtown Mexico. Thanks, Babbel. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com/left. Get up to 60% off at Babbel.com/left, spelled Babbel.com/left. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Anyway.
No, these are bees. Mary's here. I can't show these to Mary.
So yes, so we're going to keep you posted on what Papa's up to in 2020. Hindsight 2020, that's what I'm calling it. Isn't that clever?
And that's really scary.
Yeah.
That shows that you, it may, it means that you already imagine you're going to make a lot of mistakes in 2020.
No, it means that I have hindsight from all the years that I was alive. I'm making self-improvements.
I don't know. I'm seeing the future 2020.
We'll see how that works out. I do love that your vision of the future is the exact same vision that Papa John has, which is just
knowledge,
explosions.
Knowledge
just
is a devastation on the edge of uncertainty.
Okay. So we'll keep you posted on Papa John. Let's talk a little bit about our Christmas, and then we'll talk about cats. So, you know, I went to Florida for Christmas.
You love it.
I love Florida.
I was there with you. We were opposite coasts.
Opposite coasts. I went to Margaritaville for a few days, sat in the ocean, took a pee.
Now,
very nice.
Do you mean the restaurant Margaritaville?
I mean the resort, because it's not just a restaurant.
You went to the resort?
Yeah, buddy.
Where's that?
It's right over there in Hollywood, Florida.
Is it? Were you alone?
Yeah.
Wow. You didn't go with your brothers?
No, because my brothers, so my older brother, Eric,
they have families now, kind of.
No, Eric is a single guy. At this point, Chris and Don were there.
I mean, they keep trying to have, with their boyfriends and their husband, they keep trying to have kids, but it just keeps flopping out like a bunch of cum, right?
Yeah, there's something scientifically makes it difficult with the science there. So I spent my Christmas day at a bar in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, at Wilton Manor, as a matter of fact, and a very nice bar, and I want to give it a plug. It's called The Eagle. And The Eagle is a leather bar.
There's a tear coming out of the corner of your eye. Why are you doing this? Why are you crying?
Well, and you know, I love...
This is on Christmas Day.
This Christmas Day. And I love my family, and I love gay people. I love everyone. I'm very open. It was a leather bar, and man, I was a 10.
Oh, yeah,
say that because it was also a bear bar.
Sure.
It was where the gym teacher from Nightmare on Elm Street 2 goes after after he beats all the kids in the showers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, it was so much hairy man butt.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a lot of it that I saw. And
why was it out?
Because everyone was showing it.
Now,
Florida. I actually felt, and this is true, because then I went to Margaritaville a few days later. But you know what I did at Margaritaville? I took my shirt off, Henry.
Great.
And I went into the pool.
That's great.
Because I was confident.
You should.
After I went and hung out with those bears.
Of course.
They were looking at me like I was a piece of dick meat that they wanted to chew and chew on.
I can't imagine. If I was a bear and if I was looking for one of you and I saw you saunter in there being like, can I have a jangle?
Yeah.
Give me double that jangle.
I'll have whatever he's having.
Yeah, and I would try to fit under your belly.
And so I want to thank the Eagle, and I want to thank the gay community of Wilton Manor for making me feel accepted for one of the first times. Yes, it did get mildly...
scary?
Yeah, when I was approached constantly, and then after midnight, then it was just, it got a little aggressive. But you know what? I'm not going to...
Christmas Day,
because Jesus... was born that day.
Do you know what it is about Christmas?
And he was born in a manger. And you know what I was around? A bunch of bears. And you know what bears?
They don't go to a manger. They're in the desert.
They're in the desert.
Technically,
yeah.
They'd be in a cave.
Whatever they are.
If Jesus was born in a cave, if Jesus, quote unquote, was born in a cave, then it'd be a different story.
Yeah, I don't know. But all I'm saying is
Noah had sex with his daughters in a cave.
Yeah, and a whole series of animals on that goddamn fake boat. But I just want to thank the Eagle for giving me the confidence to take my shirt off.
That's
the first
great.
Time in probably 30 years and go into a pool. Yes, no one was around because it was technically after hours and I should have been in the pool. But it felt great. So thank you. So that was my Christmas day. And then...
I just don't understand the level of horniness because Christmas for me is not a horny holiday. I am not like... It is not a sexy fun time.
Yeah.
It is heavy. It's vaguely a heavy holiday.
Well, you know, for me, I would... The thing is, there's a lot of people that don't necessarily have families that are large.
Yes.
Including mine.
Yes, of course.
So you
gotta
go out.
Yeah.
You gotta go out and you gotta be around the people.
Yes, I totally agree.
And
I
also
totally agree.
Because Christmas is supposed to be not a horny time, but sometimes you get a little sad. Sometimes you might get a little lonely on Christmas.
Absolutely. Honestly,
and
we've talked about it.
Yeah, you gotta be hugging and pulling on people's hairs.
That makes the man actually pull on your hair.
Yeah, let's just say the beard was a hit.
Oh, Lord. Honestly, that is a thing. But you don't see the double standard. But that's the one feeling of what it's like to be a woman for even just a fraction of time.
You know that video where they followed that woman around the streets of New York?
Which one?
The catcall video.
Oh, that one.
If you followed me around the streets of New York.
So, oh, no. I've been with you. We've talked about this on the show.
It's a waking nightmare.
What people say about your size openly to your face is very... It's inappropriate.
I get catcalled all the time.
Yeah, people, I mean, how many times people say, I bet I could fit you up my ass? They say that to me all the time. I had this one woman saying, like, I sure wish I could jump to the top of your head, mister, and fill you up to my shoulders, get your head up inside my fucking bussy hole.
Really, a woman
shoulders.
Told you that?
She told me that, and I was ma'am? I was actually filling out the forms to officiate the wedding for Marcus when
really?
That happened. Yep. They won't mind the desk.
Well, civil servants are sad.
Yes. So very stressful.
So I hope that you all had a great Christmas with your family. Every family
or
is different.
Or some holiday. Not everybody celebrates Christmas.
Or Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, or nothing at all.
Hanukkah. I got asked to join a Hanukkah celebration that was on the street that I passed. I was walking in the street, and someone's like, oh, good. Are you Jewish? I was like, no. And they're like, Hanukkah. And I had a donut, and then I did the shoulder dance with them for a hot second.
I think that you
that
should
was very nice
if you could.
Absolutely not.
The
I'm
Jewish
not
people are it. Wonderful people.
I couldn't learn Spanish.
Right.
I had 7 years of Spanish and I can't remember. I remember el baño. I remember carnitas. I remember la lengua.
Well, I know some Spanish because there's literally a statement, a saying outside of Margaritaville. And if you go to Margaritaville, you'll see it. It says, mi casa, su casa, which means my house is your house. And that is outside of Margaritaville. So I'm a little bit educated.
You were at that home. You were at the house of Margaritaville. And honestly, I'm really glad that you had it. It sounds like, in a way, you had a lovely Christmas.
I really did.
Yeah.
I really did. It was interesting. So we hope that you enjoyed whatever your holiday was filled with. And hopefully, it didn't seem like any of our listeners shot up their family or anything.
Not this year.
We'll get into some of those more intense stories next year.
Well, there's a lot of...
Because there was a guy that shot up his family. Did you see that and then tweeted the NRA about it?
Oh, yeah, buddy.
We're going to talk about that next week.
No, next week we'll have the heavy stories. We got the stories of drones flying all over Northwest Colorado. We do not know why. That no one's claiming these drones with wingspans up to 6 to 10 feet.
Crazy.
Moving in geographical patterns. No one knows what they're looking for.
Nope.
No one. And again, the FAA is actively investigating, trying to figure out what the fuck they are.
Yep. And then, of course, we'll also tell a story about a priest who, let's just say, got his comeuppance when somebody decided to end his existence. But that was just a little bit of my Christmas. And Henry, you had a nice time with your family.
It was absolutely fine.
And you got the grifters out of there. You said no more grifting.
Well, I have to go down there. You have to kind of you have to go get boots in the ground. I got to look at all this kind of bullshit. I got to figure out the house. There's a lot of stuff that needs to be maintained. That it's going to take the keen eye of crossing the T's and dotting the J's of Henry Zabrowski to really figure out.
All right. So the final thing that Henry and I both did on Christmas, we both saw Cats. I went with my brother, Eric. Henry, I believe we were with Natalie, Jackie, and Jeff.
Natalie, Jackie, Jeff, my mom.
And your mom. Okay,
we had
perfect.
A wonderful time, and
so
we got called rude.
Why?
Because we applauded when Dame
Judi Dench.
Judi Dench is revealed. We stood up and applauded. That was the first
one. That's a very appropriate response.
Just incredible. Incredible. Cats brings up a bunch of questions.
You were participating in the movie, and then someone kind of heckled you heckling.
She was 85 years old.
Oh, leave her alone.
She's going to be fucking dead soon.
She'll have to be.
I can't wait to see her fucking dead. I hope I'm invited to her funeral.
You won't be.
I won't be, but I'll look for it.
Uh-huh.
I'll look for it in the obituaries, under the name Old Bitch.
Okay, well,
in the obituaries.
I don't think that's not a last name, but that's why you and Papa have the same vision.
I mean, we just are, but I would be kind. My reckoning, again, yes, things will be harsh
really?
In the beginning, and there will be vague purges, but once that is done, once that is all done and the dust settles, people are going to be really happy to have Henry's peace.
You sound like a guy who had a certain kind of mustache. So let's just go through, my number one, first of all, and this is no lie.
Have you thought about a top five of the year of movies that you've seen? Once
Parasite.
Upon a Time, Parasite, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Uncut Gems.
I haven't seen that
yet. It is a fucking must see.
I'm going to see that this week.
It is so good.
I'm very excited, and I love Serious Sandler.
I love Serious Sandler.
I love him. But when it comes to Cats, I would put Cats in my top 10 for the year
because
I can't stop thinking about it.
Me neither. It's the most thought-provoking movie of the year.
Well, it makes your brain have to consider the idea that you could potentially have sex with a cat.
That is why people, I think, are having such knee-jerk reactions to the film, because it's putting us in the gray area where you kind of have to consider this idea that these are what can only be described as fuckable cats and that...
Jellicle.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe that's what jellicle means.
That's what I'm saying.
Fuckable. Yeah.
They are in the area.
Yeah.
They have enough human parts that in a way...
But now...
They are... Fair game.
In a way.
If hands are on the field, play ball.
The problem is they don't have two key parts. Was it a butthole and then a front part?
You didn't part the hairs.
They definitely parted the hairs for me, and there was nothing there. But that is also what they make you do. They make you look at parts of a cat that you don't want to look at.
If you just looked and me you with just no have to pants like, on and you didn't see, you couldn't see directly to my butthole because of the hairs, I kind of have like a cat's butt.
Maybe like Rebel Wilson, but I think, and that's not an insult.
That is shade.
That's not
that is
shade.
Deep shade.
I loved her performance.
I did not like it, but
that is the problem, though. With that's
it's
not
a
the
terrible
problem.
Movie.
It's not a it's a well. It's technically a terrible play.
Yes, but
because
it's highly,
all about ritual sacrifice.
We also can't talk too deeply about cats because I know page seven. This is definitely a page seven world. So our interpretation.
Go hear Jackie and Holden's opinion on page seven. This is the side story's hot take of the crime against cinema that was cats. That's,
you know, what's also fun about cats is that cats in a realm of cats, the movie,
right?
There are humans. But the cats are little human cats and made me think of a world of being an adult human with little cat humans.
Cat-like,
inside
with
the
a house. Face like, human-like, human-face cat.
With little tit bumps and
you know,
little butts.
They gave certain cats had larger bosom than other cats. They gave Taylor Swift.
She got a butt. She got like, they put booby meat on her.
And I feel like that again is where after I walked out of the movie Cats, first of all, I had to stop halfway through, kind of go take a breather. Also the place we were at, we were at the AMC in Fort Lauderdale. They served beers.
That's what we went and did. We went and got, we took our own little intermission.
Yeah. And I looked at people and I saw them as cats for a while. I had to like kind of blink a bunch of times and then like kind of see human beings again.
Tom Hooper's a genius.
He might be.
In
he
a way.
Be.
Because he obviously loved cats.
I think they all wanted to have sex with cats. That's the problem. I think, what is it, Stephen Sondheim? Who is that? James Earl Ray. Who's the guy who made it?
It's James Earl Ray. Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Andrew Lloyd Webber wanted to have sex with cats. So he made this musical.
I think he wanted to have sex with boys dressed as cats.
Whatever they are. He wants tiny cats. And that is why this movie, I think, really got the critics going. And I think it's important for these critics to have their minds blown the way that this movie blew their minds. Because I think this is the first time a movie took the power away from the critic and traumatized them so much that they couldn't even believe in the art form that they supposedly love.
But that's why they became all little bitches about it. Because they were affronted by new art. By new film.
I agree.
They were confronted by a complete vision of, I mean, but Tom Hooper either needs a Razzie, an Oscar, or to go to jail. And I'm not certain what it is. I'm not certain which of that it is. He has just delivered a pure vision that is unlike anything I've ever seen or want to see again. I'm never going to see it again.
I don't need to see it again because it's forever. I don't think I've remembered a movie more.
That's remember every bit of it.
Every bit of it. Finally, when it comes to, speaking of memories and sex, Jennifer Hudson nailed memories.
She took the hackiest song in the world, and my lip was trembling.
That's the thing with the movie. It kind of gets you at times,
it does.
Too.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a mind fuck of a film. And then Idris Elba, who is the sexiest man in the world, apparently, according to GQ.
Very handsome.
He disrobes towards the end of the film. And then this is where it's like, not only are you perhaps sexually attracted to a cat, but now it's a male cat. And this is where everything starts going haywire in your brain.
Because male cats in that world don't have cocks.
And this is why if you're a 11 to 13-year-old boy, you're going through puberty, let's say.
Mm.
I feel like if you watch this movie at just the right time, at just the right whoop, puberty moment.
Oh, you're all.
It's going to mess you up.
It's just going to throw. It's throwing the dice in there. I understand there's a lot of people. We're trying to be okay with grays in 2020. You're trying to be okay with the kaleidoscope of experiences that every child's allowed to do. But this is like too much.
You
got to
hide the family cat after that, because if they come home
and they see the little cat, and all they have to do is imagine little hands on that cat or and Taylor Swift's face superimposed on it. And then all of a sudden we're in the middle of a fucking when. How many times have we said on this own show, don't funk the cat?
I don't think we've ever said that, yeah, but I think it's implied.
Honestly,
every episode we've ever done, that's implied.
Ghost Cats of the South, we talked about fucking cats.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I really want to take that. I think that's a lesson to be learned again for 2020, to take it all the way into 2020, that no matter what these cats do, no matter what they promise you, don't fuck these cats. Don't fuck a cat in any way, shape, or form, no matter what it reminds you of. I know, but that's why the movie's failing the box office, is because the movie is just straight up too strange for kids to see.
That is absolutely
true.
It's
boring the fuck out of them.
It's also the whole thing, and this is not a spoiler because this is just the play.
There's
cats.
No plot.
It is. It's all about a ritual sacrifice. It's all Heaven's Gate.
It's kind of
all a cult. It's very bizarre.
They're going up the bridge. That's what the whole movie's about. The movie's about ascending the bridge.
Yeah.
It's going past OT8 for
cats.
It
really was. Yeah, it's very Scientology-esque.
I like that, though. You know I like that.
No, I know. I was surprised with the cult-like aspects of the movie. I didn't realize that was the play because I haven't seen the play.
Play's not good.
Some of the songs are good. Some of the songs are completely pointless.
They're all bad. Everything about it's
not true. I like the one with the magic.
Oh, well, there never was there ever a cat so clever as magical Mr. Mustafa Lee's. Yeah, it's fucking horrible.
It's a good song.
I hate that song.
Well, but you seem to know it.
Yeah. It's emblazoned in my mind.
Yes.
Yeah, it's forever in there. They say it fucking 75 times in the movie.
It's a great, it's the through line song.
Ah.
It's very important.
Jellicle Cats meets Jellicle
Cats. That's the through
line
song. Oh, I love that song.
I also like that it's a 1980s kind of synth thing.
Yeah.
Again, Page Seven's going to cover this pretty thoroughly.
They are. And Ian McKellen, Oscar Award winner, that man, Page Seven will cover it. Apparently they stripped it. They're not. It's not for your consideration.
Oh, they'll let them cover it. It's
okay,
a shame.
They'll cover it. They'll cover it. So check out Cats. Listen to Page Seven. They're going to give you. Jackie has some wonderful insights. We had a great dinner last night. And she shared her insights about cats. And
she was yelling about it quite a bit.
Yeah, we all were. Yeah. As a matter of fact, it was to the point where the waitress just gave us the check, but we didn't ask for it.
Yeah, that was weird. There really was no reason for that. We were having a nice time. It may look like we were screaming at each other, but it was a nice friends screaming at each other.
Yes. All right, guys, everyone.
I hope you have a beautiful, this is your first day of the new year, 2020. Great day to clean all your guns if they're real dirty.
Make sure there's no bullet in the chamber.
Make sure.
Good Lord.
That there's no bullet in the chamber. This is really a good time to take out all your world maps and look at all the places, make up your various invasion techniques. That's how I don't feel as much anxiety.
That's Civ 5.
Yep. I think about that kind of stuff. I think that'll help. Again, 2020, year of the bat.
Is it?
Always sleeping, but one eye open.
Okay.
That's 2020.
And I believe Robert Pattinson will be Batman this year, which will be very exciting.
I'm very excited to see that. Guys, check us out. We just got our tickets on sale for our book tour in April.
Cannot wait
to
see
you. We're going to fucking 19 cities in 30 days. Go check it out on lastpodcastontheleft.com. We got all of our tickets available there. Come see us. See the beautiful ladies and the two men of Wizard and the Bruiser and Page Seven go live. They are January 9th, 2020, Chicago, Lincoln Hall. January 10th, 2020, Pontiac, Michigan. And January 11th, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Oh, at the back room at Collectivo, that's where I showed Hail Yourself, America. And I may be doing a little tour at the Zanies with Hail Yourself. And also, side stories, we don't have any shows booked yet, but I believe we're going to be going on the road a little bit as well.
Yeah, this
summer. Trying to make some money for Marcus.
Make some money for Marcus. He's putting us out. He's putting us out in the street.
He's Mrs. Kardashian in us.
Yes,
he really is. I'm Chloe.
You are a Chloe.
Thank you.
Who am I?
I'm Caitlin.
I'll kill a woman while driving.
Absolutely.
I don't want to.
No, you have to, though.
But it's a big deal. And also, see me, and if you're in Atlanta, yes, and none of those dates, January 10th and 11th, I'm in Atlanta at Dad's Garage Theater doing some improv.
Very great. So we hope you enjoyed this little lighthearted episode about how we spent our New Year's, and this is the final conversation we'll have in 2019. Hopefully you're not too hungover today. And if you are, order some Papa John's.
Pedialyte.
And Pedialyte. No, Pedialyte. No, Papa John's has gone downhill. Get Domino's.
Get I guess, man. Honestly,
or good pizza. Whatever you want to do.
Get good pizza. Get some Pedialyte. That's what Kissel showed us.
Yeah, dude.
We've been drinking a lot of Pedialyte.
And this year, we're going to get in shape. This is a year of health.
You put me in there with this?
No, you already did it last year. Now you can actually gain weight this year. You're in the fun stage of the weight loss. Now you're going to get it back, and then you get to go. That's called the roller coaster.
It is. The roller coaster of life. Yeah. So live every day like you're just about to start that diet.
Oh, yeah.
24 hours from now, I'm skinny. Live like that's true.
Sure.
Even though it's probably fake.
It doesn't matter.
But it's fine. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters. Love the fact that no matter what you do, you can change the whole environment of a room by just throwing a couple of chairs over.
That's true.
You can really get some good attention to yourself by simple actions as grabbing a cup of straws at a coffee shop and pouring them all over your head.
Why wouldn't you?
People looking at you now, you got the microphone. Plug your shows. Tell people what you care about. That's what's important.
Yeah, absolutely.
And laugh every day. Laugh like you are Papa John Schnatter.
Getting away with murder.
He is looking through binoculars at the... I think a woman runs Little Caesars.
I have no idea.
But he is looking through her mansion windows. I don't know who runs Little Caesars, but he is outside that house.
Caesar.
Casing him.
Yep.
Casing them.
Yeah.
And you got that little laugh, self-satisfied knowing.
And if you know...
No one knows my plans, and the whole world will weep when they see what I have planned.
Absolutely. And if you know anyone in the pizza business, tell them to watch their back. Also, just lastly, I guess we did start this conversation, top three movies for me, Parasite, Love Joker, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Wow.
That's what I'm going with.
Parasite, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Uncut Gems.
I didn't see it, though.
Yep.
All right, everyone.
And Villains. Villains is a good one with Pennywise.
Oh. All right, everyone. Hail yourself.
Hail Satan.
Magustalations.
Hail me.
We will talk to you all very soon in 2020.
Yeah. See you next decade.
Okay, Dad.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs who are looking to stand out and succeed online. Everyone knows the holidays can take a toll on your bank account. If you're looking for a creative way to increase revenue and give your family and friends the holiday treats they deserve, then you need to get started with Squarespace's new feature, Squarespace Courses. If I needed to give a class on digging holes, I'd do it. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. Start with a professional layout that fits your brand. Upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills. And tailor your course with the powerful built-in Fluid Engine Editor. Plus, you can charge a one-time fee or you can sell subscriptions. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace Courses. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/left to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/left.